Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, October 12, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Christians continue the exodus from Iraq. The church in Kenya cast a vision for growth, and the International Bible Society is looking toward East Asia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Headlining today's news, Christians are leaving Iraq in large numbers and workers in Iraq are concerned. Jerry Dykstra is with Open Doors USA, a ministry who serves the persecuted church around the world. He says up to 40,000 believers have left Iraq. Dykstra says suicide bombings and other violence have scared believers.
Many Iraqi Christians are not going to church, they're not going out of their homes because of all the violence that's going on there. So we just got to pray for peace to come there, and that the elections will be held in January, and that Christians will be represented in those elections.
Despite the fear, Dykstra says the work of Open Doors continues.
Some of our training seminars scheduled in Iraq have been postponed temporarily. However, Open Doors is still active in Iraq in sending Christian literature into Iraq, especially for children and youth. Opening a Christian center in Baghdad.
He says ministry is going on and lives are being changed, but prayer is needed. Next, Christians in India are expressing a growing concern about increasing attacks by radical Hindus. These attacks have been growing since the radical Hindu party known as the BJP lost power back in May. But these attacks are doing little to curb the spread of the gospel in this predominantly Hindu nation, says Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan.
The more severe the persecution, the more people come to Christ, and this is something the enemy don't understand. Maybe, you know, wherever these kind of things happening, we are seeing people actually turn to the Lord in greater numbers than in the past.
GFA has more than 14,000 evangelists and missionaries, but Yohannan says more are needed.
We turn away thousands every year because we don't have the facility nor the means to take them and train them, and there are hundreds of places we can send missionaries if only we had people to pray and support us to get the job done. They are there and willing to go.
It only costs $30 a month to support a GFA missionary. You're listening to Mission Network News. Plans for the evangelization of East Africa took a big step forward this month. EvangelCube's Nathan Sheet says one of their goals is to help the East Africans plant 50 new churches. EvangelCube teams went in with tools and motivation.
It's really the intentionality of going in and partnering with the existing church to help equip them to evangelize their communities and to establish new churches. And so we went over and we were part of two pastors training conferences, one in Nairobi and one in Addis Ababa.
Sheet says one man took a team of 30 men from Nairobi into Western Kenya to do EvangelCube training. What happened next was nothing short of amazing.
They went out and they partnered with 15 churches there around in that community. In over a week's time, they had over 6,940 people come to the Lord one-on-one. And those weren't people that just came to the Lord and they fell off, but they, in partnering with those 15 churches, they were then able to funnel those people for discipleship.
Meanwhile, regardless of religion or difficulty of reaching the area, Operation Blessing's Living Water teams made sure village water pumps work before moving on. The teams became the hands and feet of Christ in areas that are mainly Muslim in Nigeria and Ghana. As a result, nearly 18,000 people in 9 villages in those countries have access to new clean water wells for the first time. In some places in Ghana, whole communities of children and adults had been without access to clean water for 2 years. And International Bible Society in East Asia has big plans in store for ministry in the Philippines and Thailand. The team in the Philippines is looking for qualified workers to build a strong ministry program in southern and central Philippines. Nearby, IBS Thailand is reaching out during the school year to children with the My First Bible in the Thai language. Pray for funding for 10,000 scriptures IBS wants to place in schools and government libraries. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.